So, let's go back to the fourth chapter of the book of Mark. And then I want to go to the fifth chapter of Mark. Now, we began with the truth that words are spiritual containers. Jesus said that in John 6:63. He said, "My words are spirit and they are life." They are life words. So say this, I am a believer.
I am not a doubter.
My faith is strong.
My words are healing words.
I rejoice at the sound of the truth.
And I walk in love.
I walk by faith.
I fight the good fight of faith.
And it's a good fight.
Because the victory is already won.
My words are full of victory.
I'm a victorious believer.
I have a voice.
My voice is the voice of victory.
And this is the victory
that overcomes the world.
Even my faith.
Who is he that overcomes the world?
The one who believes Jesus is the Christ raised from the dead. Shout it out. Glory to God.
I have the victory.
The sower sows the word. Now, we began that Monday morning and talked about what Jesus said. And the first thing he said, "Hearken and behold." Listen. Why did he say that? I'm about to say something.
Hallelujah.
I used to tell the kids, I said, "All right, are you listening?"
"Uh-huh."
I said, "Get your catchers out."
Okay.
You listen to me. Amen.
Amen.
As a family, we had a lot of fun. But now we had rules in our house that your mother and I are a solid front. So don't come in here telling me, "Well, what, you know, mother said this." If you're going to come on with that, we're going to go in there and talk to mother. Well, no. We never did tell them. Now, I'm going to spank you if you do that again. And they did it again. The spanking came. Well, but the next time you... Well, no, it's all over. Amen. Our words had authority.
Amen.
And love. I told John, just a little guy, and I could see right off that he liked knives. Well, he came by, honestly, I have a whole collection. I got a whole drawer full of knives, I mean, and hunting knives and knives that people have given me and a whole set of Harley Davidson knives. And he if it's a knife, he wanted it. So now my words. And I had a drawer there in the kitchen. And it had some knives in there. So I took him in there. I said, "Now, John, I'm going to tell you something about these knives. They'll hurt you." I said, "Don't play with them without me. Do you hear me?" "Uh-huh." I said, "All right, tell me. You don't play with these without me?" "No, I know." Well, I went on in the other room. And a little bit, I went in there. And he picked up one of the little small knives, and he got it open, and he tried to close it, and he closed it on his thumb. So his thumb was in there. And I said, don't try to squeeze it. I said, you'll cut it more. Oh, he's just going. So I got hold of it, peeled it up there like that. And I cleaned it, cleaned the wound and covered it. It wasn't all that bad. And I put it on there. I said, that kind of hurt, didn't it? Yes, sir, it did. I said, do you happen to remember what I told you just a little while ago? I said, all right. Now, it was one of those little knives that had one little knife on one side, one on this side. Little old blade about that long. I said, all right. I reached in there and picked it up and cleaned it off. I said, now look at this. You take this, and when you open it all the way, like that. And you get ready to close it, hold it down here, and take your hand and do this. And don't ever do this. So when his thumb healed up, I just went in there and he got it, and I said, now you do it. Well, he looked at it a little bit. He didn't know whether he wanted to. I said, do it. It's not going to hurt you if you do it the right way. So he did it the right way. There was no reason in the world for me to jump all over him. I told you, bless God, not to do that. Now you'll learn not to do. Well, he already learned not to do that. Why? Because God has never done me that way. Now, there's something about my dad. He said, Kenna, I told you not to do that. Yes, sir. You did it anyway. I said, yes, I did. Well, I'm going to spank you for it. And he going about it. Well, when? I'm going to spank you for it. It's coming. Now, mother would go along, and she waited very long, she'd back out. But she's an instant spanker. She'd grab a switch, just work me over good. My dad said, I'm going to spank you for it. He might go on the road for a week and come back. I never knew when it was coming. I want you to know it was absolute torture. Because, I mean, when he spanked, he didn't spank me but two or three times in my life, but, oh, honey, babe. You know, the word says, spare the rod and spoil the child. Well, I was not spoiled. I really was, but I hid it real well. Well, I mean, when the time come, he said, well, I told you, come on. And we'd either go out in the garage or go back in his bedroom and he'd shut the door. And he'd tell me, you know better. Now, I'm your dad and I'm your friend. But I'm also the one that disciplines you. And I remembered it for days. I'd go to school and sit down and say, what's the matter? Ain't none of your business. Oh. Well, I don't believe he should have done that. Well, I believe he should. Kelly's son, Max, was having some problems, and he was upset with himself. And he didn't like what he was doing. And he came home from school. Now, Kelly would use a wooden spoon. And he went and got the spoon and read the scripture and said, here. And he didn't do it anymore. Hallelujah. Now, in this, we noticed that the Word does its part. Look at the 15th verse. These are they by the wayside where the Word is sown. When they have heard, Satan comes immediately and taketh away the Word that was sown in their hearts. They heard the Word. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. When they have heard the Word, immediately receive it with gladness. The Word was doing what it was supposed to do. It's what the people did or did not do that made the difference. It's how much they listened, how much they retained what they heard. Then I talked to you about the fact that Gloria and I went to the Word to get out of debt. But we found more scriptures than Romans 13, 8. You can't do that. He wasn't even talking about money there. But that's what got our attention. So we let these words go down in us. And Gloria said, we're going to have to do Saul sample here. We're going to have to be this hundredfold group. We have to be in order to do what the Lord's told us to do. I say, that's right, our day will come. And it did. But now, just follow this all the way down. These are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust or pressures of other things. Look up the word lust. It is a drive and a crave to do things that are forbidden. This is the way you have to look at sin. Now, if I had time, we would read the Ten Commandments. Just don't stop reading at the Ten Commandments. Keep reading because he begins to talk about the blessing. Amen. So here's the way the Lord read it to me. You shall have no other gods before me. And he said, Kenneth, you don't need another god. I'm the best.
Amen.
He said, whatever second place not going to make it, bud. Amen. Amen. And he said, don't covet another man's wife. He said, don't be doing that. He said, didn't I do you well? And I had no idea Gloria Jean was even in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The blessings are involved. That's what those commandments are about. They're not do's and don'ts, they're blessings.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Billy. Now, Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and snow from heaven and returns not there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it.
Amen.
It'll not return to me void. Well, how does it return? You take his word and pray it back at him.
Amen.
I was praying one day, just really having a good time at it, and the word of the Lord came to me, and he said, let the word fight its own fight. Let the word fight its own fight. For you see, saith the Lord, my word is referred to as a sword. But it is a double-edged sword. It is sharpened, sharp and sharp, and it'll cut, and it'll do things, and it, if you put my word in your mouth, and then you bring it back to me, then I'm obligated to listen. So come before me with my word in your mouth and plead your case.
Amen.
Plead your case. I want to hear it. I'll plead my case. Let my word do the fight.
Amen.
You just hold the handle of the sword.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, you suit up with the full armor of God, and then you find out it's prayer armor. There was a woman I'd been praying for. I was ministering to her over the phone. She said, "Well, now, Brother Copeland, I'm telling you, now, Mama's sick." And I said, "Hey, now, wait a minute. What? I thought you had a covenant with God." "I do." I said, "You don't sound like it." "Well, I do have a covenant with God." I said, "Well, what does it say?" Well, I'll tell you what it says." And she just started coming at me with that. She said, and the louder she got, the more excited she got. "And I'll tell you, bless God, I have a covenant with God. I'm going to go tell her to just get up and get well." So, and it went on along there for several days. She called me back. "Brother Copeland," I said, "now just hold it. I thought you told me you had a covenant." "Yeah, I do have a covenant." Here she came again.
Amen.
Well, it didn't take all that long till it stuck.
Amen.
Now there's another woman that I had ministered to her, and she was healed of cancer. Well, it came back on her, so she called me. And I said, "All right, now I'll tell you what. Now I want you to get your Bible and read this together." And I could hear her. She held her hand. She asked somebody else, "Where's my Bible?" So I just sat there on the phone a little bit. I said, "Did you find it?" I said, "You already know what's the matter. You've put your Bible down." I said, "That cancer's working 24 hours a day, and the word isn't. 10% word, 10% results. Let the word fight its own fight." These words are spiritual containers. Now, let's go back over there once more where we were in Mark 4. Now, continue with it. Look here in 21. "He said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed?" What good is a candle under a bed? It's worthless. Now notice, "There is nothing hidden which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad." Let's go now to the 26th verse. He said, "So is the kingdom of God." So this is the way it is. This is the way the kingdom of God is. "As if a man should cast seed into the ground." He's already said the sower sows the word. So he's talking about the words of God. He's talking about his own words here. "Should sleep and rise night and day, the seed should spring and grow up. He knows not how." He doesn't need to know. He doesn't need to be a biologist for a seed to grow. The Word is the power because it's the Word of the living God. Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or how we compare it? Like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it's thrown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shoots out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under it. And many such parables spake he. Now wait, now listen to it. Many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. You notice how many times "here" was in this. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. All things. I mean, he taught them on this. He evidently got them by themselves, got out of that crowd. I mean, he must have gone over this a whole lot. I think, now you don't hear me say I think a lot, but I'm convinced that that's when he taught them about agreement prayer. Because over in the book of Matthew, he said, "Again, I say unto you, if any two of you on earth shall agree." Well, when he's expounding all things, so those are the times when he got into those things. Now, here's what I want you to see out of this, and here's what the Lord wants you to see. The same day, say the same day.
Amen.
When evening was come, he said to them, "Let's pass over unto the other side." And when they sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so now it's full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. He's been teaching all day. They woke him up and said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" They feared exceedingly and said to one another, "What manner of man is this? Even the wind and the sea obey." I'll tell you what was the matter with them. They quit listening. He expounded the whole thing. He went to sleep expecting them to take him home. And the devil stirred up a big wind out there, and they got scared. Instead of taking what he taught and saying, "He gave us the command to go to the other side. Now we are going, and in the night, I'm not going to wake him up. In his name, I'm telling you, storm, to get out of here." It would have ceased for them the same as him, but they were not listening well enough to keep it. The devil stole it after all.
Living under the pressure and baggage of debt, lack, and barely getting by is not what your Father in heaven wants for you. God delights in your prosperity. As the creator of the heavens and the earth, God has what you need and wants you to access those riches. In the Laws of Prosperity series, Kenneth Copeland outlines the laws governing prosperity from the authority of God's Word. He teaches you how to establish your heart in the new covenant and explains how to make deposits and withdrawals from your heavenly account. He shares personal experiences of how he took action on the principles he found in the Word of God and saw his life transform. God wants you to have the ability to use his power to meet every need, spirit, soul, and body, in your life and the lives of your spouse, children, employer, coworkers, and everyone else in your sphere of influence. It's God's will for you to live an abundant, overflowing life here and now. God delights in your prosperity. Request your free copy of the Laws of Prosperity series by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Hello, I'm Dwayne Munoz, Associate Dean at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Today, Brother Copeland continued teaching on faith for prosperity. We're learning about the power of speaking God's word in faith. The word is the power because it is the word of the living God. When you put his word in your mouth, pray it back to him, and plead your case in faith, then God is obligated to listen and the word does the fighting. Or as Brother Copeland said, let the word fight its own fight. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you, and it's called The Laws of Prosperity. In this series, you'll learn the laws that govern prosperity from the Word of God. Prosperity is more than financial increase. Brother Copeland defines true prosperity as the ability to use the power of God to meet every need in life, spirit, soul, body, and all areas of life. Prosperity affects more than just you when you have more than enough. You get to share God's goodness with others and be blessed to be a blessing. To get your free audio series, go to kcm.org. If you need prayer, call our prayer line. Our prayer ministers are licensed and trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. They will pray scriptures from the Word and stand in agreement with you on God's promises. If you are outside the United States, you can contact the KCM office nearest you. For more information on all KCM offices, go to kcm.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Dwayne Munoz reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.